Biden touches children on CNN. Touch those children on CNN. And all the conservatives go, well, if he touches just one more child, I'm gonna get my gun. I'm gonna get my gun. Woo-wee! Get my gun.
You can scream and shout with all your might.
Oh, you can scream, shout, whine, cry, sniffle, piss, moan, go fuck yourself. You can shove your opinions up your ass the way Biden's cock has something to keep it company. Don't forget, my friends and my enemies, the ever-present, the most likely, the third possibility. You are wrong, and I am right. Yes, it can be both. Yeah, but great one. You don't like faggots, so then doesn't that mean you have to like Christians? You got a great one. You don't like Christians, doesn't that mean you have to be in favor of homosexual marriage? No, motherfuckers, because unlike you, I'm not a fucking retard. I can hate Christians and homosexuals. I can do it all. I'm like a woman. I'm strong and independent. I can do it all. I'm practically a single mom, other than I don't have any children, but I can do it all. OMG, full stop, I can do it all. So I figured out how it is that women west of the Mississippi are so fucking annoying. Not that all women aren't annoying, but let's just be honest with ourselves. There's a special kind of annoying, and we're being generous in the use of our word, in the use of the term annoying here. We're being generous, aren't we, boys? We are being generous. There's a certain degree of annoying that women west of the Mississippi have. And here's how it happened. And there's a certain level of pussiness that men west of the Mississippi have. Right here in Colorado, the People's Republic, with their noodly little arms, and like, dude, 420 every day, dog, and all their shit. So imagine this. You see the scene. Let's set the scene. You see the scene. You're out in the West. You're in the Utah, New Mexico somewhere. It's a desert. This open land. There's a wagon going across the land. A little dust plume behind it. You know, it's this man, this pioneer. He's driving his way westward to make a better life for himself. To seek out freedom, achievement, independence, responsibility, greatness, to make something of his life. And then up on the ridge, come riding up the American Indians, the Indian warriors on their horses, brave, strong. They look down and they see the wagon and they see the dust plume. They go, oh, another fucking white man coming to steal our fucking land. Ruin our way of life. Let's go down and kill that cocksucker. Which don't blame them. Don't blame them. As they should. That is the correct response. They had the 100% correct response to the invaders. Unlike cucked white people who are like, Syrians, come on over. Okay. So the American Indians, they go charging down the ridge. On their horses, brave, strong warriors, ready to kill, to defend their land, their people, their way of life. And as they get closer to the wagon, they hear this sound. And they get closer and it gets louder. And they go, and they start slowing down their horses. Because they're brave warriors, but they're not stupid. They're like, wait a minute, we don't know what the fuck is this? We're not going to ride into something unknown. I mean, we're brave, we're willing to die, but it's not our first choice. We're not stupid. And it gets louder and more shrill. And as they get close enough, they realize that this noise is coming from the woman who's in the back of the wagon, in the wagon with the man. And she's going, you're doing it wrong. Strong and independent. Career. And the brave Indian warriors, they bring their horses to a halt and they look at each other. They go, and one of them looks at the others. He goes, Jesus fucking Christ, why is that fucking noise? And the other one goes, I think that's his fucking bent. And they go, God damn. And one of them says, you know, if we go down and we kill them, we're going to give him relief from the misery of listening to that woman. Another one says, yeah, you're right. If we just let him live, he's going to suffer for the rest of his life listening to strong and independent career. And they said, fuck that. Then let him suffer. And they turned around and they rode away. See, anytime the Indians were coming up on a wagon that had a woman in it that wasn't bitching all the fucking time, they closed in and they killed them. All those women and all those men died. But the men who had the women who were like, nah, 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 the Indians let them live because the Indians, they're not dumb. They know that living with a squaw that can't shut her fucking mouth is far more painful than death will ever be. And that's why all the women out west, the only ones that survived were the ones who wouldn't shut up. The ones that drove the Indians who would have otherwise killed them away with their shrill fucking whining and complaining about how strong and independent they are. So today we're going to take care of some low-hanging fruit. Usually low-hanging fruit means doing Eugene column, because that's pretty low-hanging fruit. But today, as you know from the title of this episode, we got some even more low-hanging fruit than strong, independent women, and those would be the boomers. This is from the book Boomers, The Men and Women Who Promised Freedom and Delivered Disaster by Helen Andrews. Now, before I do this, let me throw this out. There's a book I read recently, and I want to plug it. It's a good book. You should read it. It is called Lies My Doctor Told Me. It's written by Dr. Ken Berry. And basically, it's about all the lies the medical establishment has told you, right? Such a, you know, about eating and the food pyramid and how salt is going to kill you and cholesterol and all this other shit, all right? Here's the thing. The book is very well organized. Each chapter is about a specific topic. Like if you don't care about a topic or whatever, you just skip the chapter, no big deal. It's fairly concise. Well, actually, it's not true. It's an easy read because it actually has a lot of fluff language in it. And because it has a lot of fluff language in it, you can breeze through it pretty quick. A good thing about the book is that at the end of each chapter, he provides you with some reference material that you can go investigate for yourself, like books you can read or whatever. The one thing I didn't like about the book is that he does the same thing that every other idiot does. he says things, he writes things like, well, studies have shown that blah, blah, blah. Okay. Do you have a link to these studies? Because I'm done with this. I'm done. I'm D-U-N, done with people telling me that studies show whatever. Great. Great. Tell me the name of the study. Provide me a link to the study, not a link to a newspaper talking about the study, a link to the study itself so that I can see the actual study. I can see the methodology. I can see the charts. I can see the data. I can see the conclusions. I can see who did the study. I can say, if you do not have a link to the actual study, do not use the fucking phrase studies have shown unless you want me to make fun of you, because I am fucking D-U-N with that. D-U-N, done, full stop, go fuck yourself, done. I'm done with that. Even when I agree, that's the thing, I agree with Ken Berry. Like, I'm reading the book, I'm going, yeah, based on my understanding of the world and my personal experience, everything Ken Berry writes in this book is true. However, that doesn't excuse, if you're going to tell me that studies show X, you better show me a fucking link to the fucking study. I don't care who you are. I don't care how much I agree with you. I'm fucking done with studies show and experts. I'm done with it. D-U fucking N, done. It is a good book. I do highly, highly, highly recommend that you read this book if you give a shit about your health. Of all the books I have said to you, you should go out and read. I mean, like, seriously, this is one, I mean it. You should go read this book if you give a shit about your health. And he does his whole chapter, which is about sunscreen, which is basically the same thing you've heard me say on this podcast for years. Humans evolved naked outside in the sun. The idea that the sun touching, that sunlight hitting your skin causes cancer is fucking retarded. And you literally, Hitler, have to go to college and be stupid enough to believe in the Wuhan hoax to believe that shit. And he does an entire chapter on why, you know, the sun doesn't cause cancer because humans evolved in the fucking sun and there's no fucking evidence that sunlight causes cancer. So I agree. I agree with every fucking thing I read in that book. I skipped one chapter. There's a chapter about how women are more than estrogen or something. I don't care because I don't give a shit. You know what I want women to do? I want women to shut the fuck up and make a pie. I don't give a shit. Honest to God, I'm not saying this to be an edgelord. I just don't give a shit. I just don't, you know, well, women's health hasn't been studied. And who gives a shit? Women are fucking, women are disposable incubators. No one gives a shit about women. No one with any more than 7 brain cells gives a flying fuck about women. I'm tired of this. Our whole society revolves around women, and I'm fucking done with it. D-U fucking N, once again, just to emphasize, done with it. Great, well, you hate... No, I don't hate women. I'm just not putting up with their bullshit anymore. I'm not putting up with their bullshit anymore. I'm not. I'm done. Shut your bitch-ass mouth and get your bitch-ass in the kitchen and make me a fucking pie. And no, you don't get to eat any of it because you're too fat as it is. Now, we did the first episode of Boomers, the men and women who promised freedom and delivered disaster by Helen Andrews. And I told you that the best part was the introduction part. So here we go. I have here the preface and the introduction. We're going to read this. This is probably going to be, there's no way in hell I'm getting through this in one episode. At a wild guess, I'm going to say this is probably going to be 3 episodes. We'll see how it goes. It'll be a lot more if I don't just fucking get started. By the way, I just want to say, Thank you to my listeners who send me emails. I've got to do a listener email episode. Holy shit, man. You guys send me some fucking gold. Absolute fucking gold. Oh boy. All right, here we go. Preface. When my editor at First Things magazine, no, I've never heard of First Thing magazine, and neither have you, because nobody's ever heard of First Things magazine. When my editor at First Things magazine suggested that I write a book about baby boomers, modeled on Lytton Strachey's, that I write a book about the baby boomers modeled on Lytton Strachey's Imminent Victorians, my estimate of his literary judgment, which I already rated highly because he printed my stuff, increased further. So this book that we're reading from, this book wasn't her idea. It was her editor's idea. See, she didn't come up with this idea. A man came up with the idea. Imminent Victorians, for those who don't know it, was a collection of short biographical portraits published in May 1918 in the waning days of World War I. So a man suggested to her that she write a book about the boomers structured upon a book that was written by a man. So we start off with, because remember, our rule is that we learned from our friend Adam Piggott, which at the time, I thought he was wrong. I have now come to realize he was right. Our friend Adam Piggott, who said he doesn't read books written by women. And I thought that was a little too, I thought you could make an occasional exception. I thought, yeah, there's this occasional unicorn woman out there who can actually write a book. Well, I was wrong. So a man suggested to her that she writes a book structured on another book written by a man. Because women can do it all, because they're strong and independent. Okay, so now that we've established the genesis of this book is two men, let us continue. We're skipping way ahead. The first edition, referring to the book Imminent Victorians, okay? The first edition sold out 9 printings in 2 years. It did not matter that many of the things Strachey wrote were simply false, as he happily admitted. But it doesn't matter. You can write a book that's about lies. In the previous episode with me and Cappy, we're talking about this book, Women Don't Owe You Beautiful. This is a book filled with lies. You can write a book filled with lies, and it will sell like crazy. People are not interested in the truth. You can sell people a book filled with lies because no one gives a shit about the truth. Okay? No one, Wuhan hoax anybody, global warming hoax anybody, what do you call that thing? The ozone hole hoax anybody. Right? No one is interested in the truth. People are interested in feeling good. Unless you're Joseph Biden, then you're interested in feeling small children. No one gives a flying fuck about the truth. And when I say no one, I include within that cuckservatives and Christians. You cuckservatives and you Christians and you cuckservative Christians, you're just as terrified of the truth as a fucking leftist femistatist is. I began this book thinking, okay, well, first of all, Helen, you're a woman. You're not capable of thinking. So you've already started lying. We're only on page 12 of the preface, and you're already lying to us. But it doesn't matter because people will buy the book anyway because no one's interested in the truth. I began this book thinking that it could articulate the same anti-boomer belief that all my millennial friends seem to be arriving at independently. Okay, no millennial has ever done anything independently. Millennials are the most pre-programmed, cookie-cutter, boring-ass, stupid, manipulated NPC group of people on the planet Earth. Well, okay, I take that back. Second to the boomers. Boomers were the people who scolded us for complaining about student loan debt when, in their day, you could work off a semester's tuition in a few shifts sweeping floors at the biology lab. Yeah, it's true. And I wonder who raised the tuition prices for the millennials. Oh, yeah, that was the boomers who did that. They're the parents who ask us why we're still single when their example of broken homes and sexual anarchism didn't leave us with much to go on. They're the ones who discredited the old uncomplicated patriotism and replaced it with worship of themselves. I mean, she's right about all this. Don't get me wrong. Yes, she's a woman and she should shut her bitch ass and go fucking make a pie. But she's right about all of this. America was a totalitarian nightmare until the advent of that holy trifecta, civil rights, women's liberation, and the gay movement. The gay movement. So we were taught. God damn it, I can't talk. Take three. Stand by. Because this sentence is also the truth. All right, here we go. America was a totalitarian nightmare until the advent of that holy trifecta, civil rights, women's liberation, and the gay movement. So we were taught, not by dissident faculty radicals, but by 12 years of public school classes. The rebels took over the establishment, only they wanted to keep preening like revolutionaries as they wielded power. The smugness of it was infuriating. And she's right. This is what you hear from the boomers. The boomers say, well, yeah, we the civil rights, the women's liberation, the gay movement, you know, the Pride Week, the Black Lives Matter, the feminism. I mean, this the boomers gave us all of this. None of that shit existed until the boomers. And the boomers are still running around acting like they've made the world the best place to live. Like they're literally beyond God. You know, like God created the cosmos in 6 days, but it was flawed. You know, and then the boomers showed up and they fixed all of God's mistakes by legalizing gay marriage, elevating black people, and talking about how women could fucking be single mothers and be strong and independent and do it all. Skip, skip, skip. That was the fundamental task in my mind as I wrote each chapter of this book. I wanted to figure out where the boomers had really departed from historical norms and done irreparable harm to Western civilization versus where they just happened to be lucky or millennials unlucky. In the case of the two-income trap, for instance, I do think the boomers are to blame. They were the ones who hustled mothers into the workplace with that false promise that wage work was the only way to be independent and self-actualized, and that shock to the labor market killed the family wage. Absolutely true. When you double the amount of available labor, you drive the fucking wages down. I don't know why this is so hard to understand, but apparently it is. It was their social revolution that made two incomes practically mandatory, not abstract shifts in the economy. Divorce rates have gone down, but only because fewer people are getting married in the first place. Record numbers of millennials are reaching the age of 35 without ever having married. Boomers didn't just shake up the nuclear family, they broke it. Generations are too abstract for attributions of fault and blame, so I decided to tell the boomer story through the lives of six exemplary individuals. Looking closely at these six, I realized just how often the boomers were their first victims. They were mainly people who would have made great contributions to humanity if they had been born at any other time. Camille Paglia, for example, would have been a gifted scholar in any century, and is only the bad luck of her having been born in 1947 that led her to waste her talents scrutinizing pop culture. On the other hand, her insistence that Madonna is as worthy of study as Milton made it easier for subsequent generations of scholars to get their PhDs in soprano studies without ever acquiring grounding in the great literature that Paglia herself unquestionably possesses. And the rest of us now have to live with that decline in standards. None of these six boomers is altogether a villain or a victim. Each one represents some aspect of the boomer's tragedy in all its complexity. Skip, skip, skip. But the theme that connects all these seemingly digressions is the same one I started with, the essence of boomerness. The essence of boomerness. What a great phrase. The essence of boomerness. I smell something. Is that vomit mixed with diarrhea, or is that the essence of boomerness? I'm not sure. It could be either one. The essence of boomerness. Which sometimes manifests itself as hypocrisy, and other times just as irony. They tried to liberate us, and instead of freedom, they left behind chaos. Every generation is dealt its own challenges and handles them as well as it can. The boomers were dealt an uncommonly good hand, which makes it truly incredible that they should have screwed up so badly. They inherit... No, actually, it doesn't. See, once again, women have a very limited understanding of the world. It's the fact that they were dealt such a good hand, that's why they screwed up. Okay? That's why they screwed up. I was dealt a bad hand. I had no parenting growing up. I had no masculine father figure. I didn't come from money. I made massive numbers of mistakes in my life. I have fucked up. I have fucked up royally more times than I can count. And that's why I don't have any debt and I spend less money than I make. And I actually, right now, I can tell you with 100% honesty, I have more money in my bank accounts right now than when the Wuhan hoax started. Okay? I am as well off as I am. I'm not a billion. I am where I am, not much, much worse. Because I didn't have it easy. The reason the boomers are complete fucking failures is because they had it so stunningly good. That's why they're failures. Because they never suffered. They never had to learn any lessons. They never had to sacrifice. They never had to work for anything. They inherited prosperity, social cohesion, and functioning institutions. They passed on debt, inequality, moribund churches, and a broken democracy. I mean, yeah, they did. The boomers inherited. They did. They inherited prosperity, social cohesion, and functioning institutions. That is what they inherited. And they have given us nothing but a fucking shit show. The entire Wuhan hoax, everything that stemmed from the Wuhan hoax, the debt, the bombings of the other countries, the fuck, all of it, just all of it, Well, you can't play. I got an email for them. Great one. You know, can you? Don't you have to take personal responsibility? You can't blame the boomers. Yeah, I can. Yes, they did do this. They did. We'll talk about this when I do the listener email episode. We'll talk about what really truly is within the realm of personal responsibility. And yes, sometimes, as hard as it may be believed, sometimes, and I'll explain this to you in great detail, sometimes you can't actually blame other people for things. There are things that have happened because of other people. There really are. The boomers really have destroyed Western civilization. Yes, we can hold them accountable for that. We really fucking can. The tragedy of eminent Victorians was that by the time Strachey's book was published, the figures he was attacking were all dead. He never had the chance to make them regret what he believed was their degrading effect on their country. The boomers should not be allowed to shuffle off the world stage until they have been made to regret theirs. I agree with her there. We need to make the boomers regret their existence. How exactly we do that, I'm open to suggestions. I mean, my solution would be slitting their throats with a rusty butter knife. But you know, if you have other ideas, I'm willing to listen. But yes, the boomers do need to be made to realize how universally hated and despised they are, being the piece of shits that they are. This is me getting a drink of water. Since they came of age, they have been America's largest voting bloc, the largest advertising demographic, and most important, readers, drivers, diners, and concertgoers. They were dominant in their youth when their elders flattered their idealism and advertisers chased their dollars. And they clung tenaciously to their dominance for the next half century. Bob Dylan's receiving the Nobel Prize for Literature in 2016 might have made a nice capstone to this era of overwhelming boomer supremacy. The apotheosis of their global takeover, after which they might have made a graceful exit and let the younger generations have their rightful day, or late afternoon, on the cultural stage. This graceful exit has not yet been observed. The Rolling Stones will stop touring first. Skip, skip, skip. A poll of millennials taken in 2018 found that a majority believed boomers had, quote, made things worse, unquote, for their generation. I mean, what could they be referring to? The boomers have started no world wars, conscripted no soldiers, launched no breadlines. Nevertheless, the millennials are right. The baby boomers have been responsible for the most dramatic sundering of Western civilization since the Protestant Reformation. If that is hard to accept, it is only because the boomers' revolution has been so comprehensive that it has become almost impossible to imagine what life was like before it. The rise of television, for example, has altered the human mind as much as the printing press did. And one of the ways it has altered it is to make sustained concentration virtually impossible for those raised in its atmosphere, the way a third dimension is unthinkable for the inhabitants of Flatland. Right, this goes back to when I came to you guys and I did my rant about my fucking so-called friends, right, who have no fucking long-term memory, who just, whatever's on TV today, that's the truth. They don't even remember what was on TV yesterday. Like, the TV, like, the only thing that exists is the moment, the now. And whatever the TV says right now, that's the truth. And no one knows what the TV says yesterday because we're unable to concentrate. We have no sustained concentration. We have no long-term memory. All we know is what is on the TV right now. The result has been generations of young people who lack a grounding in the basic facts of history, which can't possibly be absorbed by video. To cover their tracks even further, the boomers have stuffed their ears with sufficient pseudo-knowledge to make them feel as if they know enough about the past to judge themselves superior to it. Now, that's actually an interesting phrase. You think about, for example, the monuments being torn down and everything. People who feel as if they know enough about the past to judge themselves superior to it. Before the Renaissance, would-be rediscoverers of Aristotle were sometimes told by zealous churchmen that anything written before Christ was ipso facto not worth recovering. This is approximately how the boomers feel about themselves. Any suggestion that the Western world might not be altogether better off for their influence is immediately met with an indignant litany of all the segments of humanity who previously labored in a sad state of abject non-personhood before the boomers came along and broke their chains. And oh my God, isn't that the fucking truth? Like, once again, if there is anyone who is responsible for the diversities and the multiculturals and the fucking destruction of Western civilization, it is the fucking boomers. So deeply ingrained is this sentiment that even the boomers' harshest critics always hasten to add their reassurances that they would not want to undo the least particle of the legacy of the 1960s, only temper its excesses. I am sympathetic to this line of argument to a point. As a woman, any sentence that starts with the phrase, as a woman, you know is going to be a bunch of bullshit. As a woman, I should shut the fuck up, get my bitch ass in the kitchen, and make the great one a pie. But I'm not going to do that because I'm a woman. And even though there's a 45% chance I don't know where my vagina is at, I'm not going to shut up about my vagina because I am strong and independent. And if I do get impregnated and I'm not in a marriage or don't have a steady man, it's because I was taken up by space aliens and impregnated with a squid tentacle because I was on, I guarantee you, I was on 19 different forms of birth control. I am sympathetic to this line of argument to a point. As a woman, if I had been born in another century, my schooling might well have stopped at age 12. On the other hand, in this age, I attended some of the best schools in the world until I was 21, and I still didn't receive an education that would have been that those benighted eras would have considered standard. Is this necessarily an improvement? And no, I mean, she's right. People today spend more time in school and learn less than ever before. I mean, my God, seriously, 16-year-old women have been queens. I mean, 16-year-old boys have been kings and warriors and strategists and tradesmen. You know, nowadays, I mean, you can have your 16 years of college and come out and be too stupid to calculate how much wood is required to make a fucking deck. I mean, just basic mathematics can be beyond you after 16 fucking years of public education. Whereas at one time, like 16-year-old people were commanding soldiers in war. Which is a lot more important than how much wood does it take to make a deck. Boomers have never hesitated to make themselves look better by massaging the historical record. So a good place to start an examination of their achievements is with a clear-eyed look at how life has changed in the last 70 years. People who claim to be liberators often exaggerate how bad things were before they came along in order to make their achievements seem greater, or in cases where their so-called liberation unleashed dark forces they did not anticipate, they pretend that things have always been this bad. Racism? Yeah. The racism's always been terrible. There's virtually no race. You have to look really hard to find the racism. Boomers do a bit of both, so it is useful to put their self-flattering narrative through a fact check. For all their claims to be women's greatest liberators, it would be hard to convince an impartial observer that boomer feminism has left women better off when one in five white women are on antidepressants. Well, but you see, all those women are on antidepressants because they have careers, and they're so fulfilled, and they're so strong, and they're so independent that they need the antidepressants to bring them down from how ecstatic they are about how incredibly fulfilled they are through their careers, because of the strength and independence just pours into them from their careers where they work as wage slaves for men. And remember, ain't no man going to tell them what to do, and they don't need no man. But then they go to work and men tell them what to do, and they do what the men tell them what to do because they're strong and independent and they don't need no man and they ain't going to obey no man. And then meanwhile, their children in daycare being told that there's no such thing as boys and girls. It's all a social construct. Feminism, for the boomers, mostly meant channeling women into paid employment on an unprecedented scale. Women have always worked. Yes, a woman would say something like, yeah, work. If by work you mean run. I mean, okay, yes, I will grant you that women did do the work of repelling the Indian braves who would have otherwise slaughtered the settlers going out west. So yes, they did. They did serve that purpose with their. Yes, I mean, yes, they did repel the invader. Not the invaders, they repelled the defenders. Women were a weapon of offense as white people moved westward into Indian lands. And right now, the Indians are sitting around going, God damn it, we know those guys suffered, but we should have killed them anyway. Fuck. God, we fucked up. God damn, we fucked up. Women have always worked, but never in American history did women outnumber men in the labor force until January 2020. Citation needed, but okay, I mean, maybe they did. I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, considering you can pay a woman 77 cents for a dollar you pay a man, why wouldn't you hire only women? You can pay them less money. But also, in seriousness, because women are more obedient. I mean, once again, the Wuhan hoax has showed us this. Look how women embraced the muzzles. Look how women embraced staying at home and doing nothing. Look how women embraced staying home and ordering from DoorDash and Amazon.com. Why is my phone going off? Is this important? Do I care? I care a little bit. Yeah, whatever. Who is it? What? Somebody just posted this on the InstaThought. They should have a new Monopoly edition called Millennial, where you just go around the board paying rent and never owning anything. Yes, yes, exactly, you stupid fucking whore. God damn it. That's because the boomers fucking own it all. Yes, yes, this is posted by some fucking millennial blonde hair, blue eyed thought that I follow on Instagram. Yes, you stupid fucking whore. This is the whole fucking point we're talking. The boomers fucking own it all. They've destroyed it all. You millennials, you have nothing. You have nothing. I mean, I have nothing too. I'm not ragging on you for having nothing. Okay? I'm stating a fact. You have nothing. You have nothing. You know why you and I have nothing? Because of the fucking boomer. Well, great one. You have to take personal responsibility. I got your fucking personal responsibility, you fucking piece of shit. I am not the one who created the fucking Wuhan hoax. Okay, the millennials are not the ones who decided they should be raised by the most worthless fucking humans on the planet Earth. To fucking tell me that I need to take some responsibility, I will fucking crawl through the internet and fucking kill you. The boomers need to be exterminated. I don't know which part of exterminated you're too fucking dumb to figure out with your 16 years of public education and your fucking degree in sociology. But yes, millennials, you pay rent on everything and you fucking own nothing. But by God, that fucking apartment you're paying rent for, you got a fucking faggot flag and a BLM sign in the window, don't you? Your entire civilization is being fucking wiped out of existence and you're going down the toilet with it and you don't have a fucking clue why, and it's because you're stupid. Fantastic. I literally, Hitler just threw a fucking beer can across the room and now there is beer all over the place. Feminism, for boomers, mostly meant channeling women into paid employment on an unprecedented scale. Women have always worked, but never in American history did women outnumber men in the labor force until January 2020. Boomers promised that employment was the only way for a woman to be fulfilled and independent, when any socialist could have told them that there is no one more dependent than a wage worker. And it's true. You get women in the workplace and they think they're strong and independent. No, you're completely dependent upon your job. You're completely dependent upon the corporation that pays you. And the moment you violate some tenet of political correctness, of Black Lives Matter, of fucking, you know, faggot flag day, of fucking, you know, sucka, tranny, fucking fuck off, sucky, fucky, whatever, right? The moment you step outside the fucking color in the lines boundaries that have been decreed by the television that particular day, well, you could be unemployed. And suddenly you're not so strong and independent anymore, are you? You didn't have to be a socialist to guess that 1970s feminism wasn't going to work out well. Just a decent observer of psychology of the leading feminist. Betty Friedan was a self-obsessed malcontent who deliberately concealed her fellow traveler, who deliberately concealed her past as a fellow traveler of the Communist Party USA in order to make the feminine mystique seem like an honest memoir and not political propaganda. Gloria Steinem had good reasons for not consider that. Take two. Gloria Steinem had good political. Take three. God, I'm fucking pissed off. God. Oh, you think I'm joking about slitting the throats of the boomers with rusty butter knives. I'm not. You think I'm joking about the Indians turning back and letting that guy live because they knew that being with that woman for the rest of his life would be more painful than dying. I'm not. Gloria Steinem had good personal reasons for considering the nuclear family to be a trap. Her father was a ne'er-do-well hustler, practically a con man, and her fragile mother spent long stretches of her life institutionalized, both before and after their divorce. This gave young Gloria such an abhorrence of domesticity, that's not the right pronunciation, being domestic, that in her first 2 decades as a political organizer, she never spent longer than 8 days at home before sitting off on the road again. And I mean, this is a common thing. Because I mean, again, in the previous episode of Stating the Obvious, you heard me and Cappy talking about the book, Women Don't Know You Pretty, This Woman. I mean, these people are all mentally ill, right? She claimed she was sexually assaulted, right? Cappy attempted to find evidence of the sexual assault on the internet. He couldn't find anything, right? But I mean, all of these feminists, they're all mentally ill. They're all damaged. That's why they're feminist. I mean, there is no shame in being a wife and a mother and raising your children and loving your family and caring. And, you know, as cuckservatives have argued, the same cuckservatives that, you know, when the government goes too far, they're going to get their gun. I mean, this is arguably the most important thing you can do in a civilization is to raise the next generation, you know, to have children and to raise those children to be good people who are going to go forth and continue to do great things and to build on the civilization and to be great people. But of course, women can't do that. All women can do is destroy. In this day and age, we have reached the point where women are literally Hitler, incapable of doing anything other than destruction and leaving desolation behind them. It's all they can do. It's all they're good for. And does this stem from the boomers? Can we blame the boomers?
No, great one, you have to be responsible.